Hello, welcome to News Pox.
It's Monday, 17th of March. It's Patrick's Day, officially, or unofficially. I can't remember. Apparently it's moved. It's actually on the 15th.
I don't think you can move it.
You can. It's apparently been moved, but I don't know who's in charge of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, if that's the case, can we move Christmas then?
No.
Make it in the summer?
No, you can't do that. I don't know. There was a man on the radio who said it had moved because of Holy Week.
Well,
it's unholy
they should
to
stop
get
moving
very drunk.
Easter around.
I know. It's the church's fault, essentially.
Well,
maybe
the
they're in charge of St. Patrick's Day.
The church is a fool. Well, I'll tell you why. We got a letter from the church.
Really?
This morning.
Are we in trouble?
From most senior evangelist, Johnson, minister in change.
That don't make any sense.
Dear sir, pastor, / evangelist. Don't know what, I'm probably a pastor.
How did we get, you like pasta though, don't you? Cheesy pasta.
I like pastas. We diligently request for your assistance in finance at this point in time.
What crazy biblical talk is this?
The church was undergoing some experience in financial hardship. We are undertaking the projects of 60,000. At the moment, such as new choirs, instrument for coming Christmas carol, church building improvement, van for transportation, Saturday and Sunday school for children. Please, as a colleague, father, sisters and brothers, we need your support according to Matthew verse 7:7. Our charity is number 9019-25441. Thereafter, if the church received your kindness, please send your token bless into the church address. May God in his mercy continue to bless your church and companies. Amen.
Well, how on earth did we get on their mailing list? And also, have they never read any proper English before? Our blog's better written than that.
It's very odd. And at the
top,
would
never mail that to someone.
There's a picture of Jesus.
Jeebus.
And it's come from number 312 London Road, South Stifford. RM24A.
Oh, RM. It's Essex, isn't it? Romford, I think.
Shall I phone him up? 07930-324-270.
Yeah. Do it now.
Oh, no, because if I do, he'll...
You'll end up... We could put the phone down.
I could do 14...
Yeah.
What is it? You do 14...
147.
Well, I'll think about it. It also says on it, Celestial Church of Christ, Eglise de Christianisme Celeste, Ijo Mimo Ti Christi Latiorum Wa, Agun with Olontanga. It's pretty cool. Anyway, any news?
Yeah, little Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
She's been found.
Yes.
She was in a drawer under a bed at her stepdad's uncle's house. Although I still think pretty much everyone in Dewsbury is probably her uncle in some way. Now, the man who... He's been questioned for it. Apparently, he's a weirdo.
Right.
That's the official verdict from the Sun. They've also said he's crazed. They've called him a toothless misfit. And, they keep calling him an oddball, that's the other one. Apparently, he had a brain tumour, and it left him with a limp, and apparently his arm was a bit paralysed as well. This is one of his neighbours who said this. He wasn't the kind of bloke you'd want to bump into on a dark night. The fact that he had a paralysed arm and a limp, and his big, horrible eyes, made him look a bit weird, a bit pervy. So, well, I can't believe they didn't find him before, because he looks weird and pervy.
He's got funny eyes.
Yeah. There's not really any good pictures of him.
It's
difficult. Apparently, it's his best friend, used to be a fictitious bin man named Jeff. I don't really understand. He does sound like an oddball. In fact, they realise that... people, you know, nobody had seen him for a while. He kept usually go around and visit people, but he hadn't been around for a while, which is what led people to suspect that he might have. But yes, well, it's good that she's back and she's got kittens to play with. Yeah, she hasn't seen her mum though. I thought that her mum and her, you know, had a little meeting, well, not a meeting, but got a little get together. But it turns out her mum just saw her for a couple of minutes through a glass, like a one-way mirror or something. But yeah, that's her. And that's it. And so the kid's been kind of just in police custody or in care since Friday. It's quite sad.
Well,
her, but maybe she's better off there. I don't know. It's all a bit odd.
I think that something will come out that won't be very nice.
John Prescott's son, David, last night lost his battle to become the new John Prescott.
Of Hull.
Of Hull. It's a shame, isn't it?
John Prescott should be kind of, I don't know, maybe should be given something like the mayor of Hull.
That would be good, isn't it?
He's the right shape.
He has the look of a mayor. He'd carry off that chain lovely, wouldn't he?
Yeah, or town crier.
He'd be a great town crier. Well, because I don't think he'd be ready, because it involves a lot of walking around. He'd want to drive around in his Jag honking his horn.
What I might do is, I might start writing a letter a day to Downing Street, because legally they have to respond, and they have to respond properly.
They might think you're a bit weird, though, if you did that. Especially if you did it with a limp.
What with my eyes?
Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, the actor who plays Harry Potter, not the actual Harry Potter, who's fictional, he's smoking a lot. He's taken up smoking. He's only 18, but he's on 20 a day. But I say, you know, if you're going to do it, go through the phase while you're young. You get over it. Interestingly, he's been having late nights out with stars like Kevin Spacey and Stephen Fry, and seems to have picked up some bad habits from the Lovie set. I wonder if he's also picked up homosexuality.
I don't think it captures. I think you're being very racist there.
Well, no, I don't think he has caught it, but I think birds of a feather is what I'm going to say.
You think he might be.
Talking of birds of a feather, that bloody chicken that had one leg and cancer in the other leg, it's had its therapy. Cost £1,000. Yes, alright, all its feathers have fallen out.
Really?
No, I made that up, I don't know.
I suppose they probably have, haven't they?
I guess.
Its meat's not going to be great.
Oh no, I don't think they're going to eat it. It's really old anyway, isn't it? It's going to be a bit tough.
Well, it'd be alright for a curry. If they chopped it up well. There's a little doggy here called Max.
Oh.
He used to be a police dog.
I see him.
He used to go around sniffing drugs off people. But he had an accident and his hips went all funny. So now he's still got his two back legs, but they attach to wheels and he goes around on a little cart.
He's like half dog, half go-kart, isn't he?
Yeah. You could put
reins on. He looks very wide. He looks wider than a double buggy there. He's going to have problems getting around and turning corners, I think, as well.
It might look wider than a double buggy. I don't think it is.
Okay. It just looks like there's quite a lot of... They're not very tightly in... The wheels are quite... The axle's quite far.
He's got plenty of room for manoeuvre. He didn't want to fall over.
Oh, no, I know. Bless him, he looks ever so happy, doesn't he?
Well...
As much as a dog can.
I don't know.
Waka divorce has finally been settled. She's been given... Give or take a few million. 25 million. Actually, just give or take a few thousand. It was almost exactly 25 million. She's still moaning about it, saying that her kid can't afford to live on, what was it, £45,000 a year. Not including school fees or nanny fees. So it's just clothes, essentially. Clothes and food. So I don't think any child can eat more than £45,000 worth of food.
I was very keen on mashed up avocado.
But you get avocado, it's usually on a special at somewhere, isn't it?
Free for a pound down the street.
It's not going to cost much. But apparently, interestingly, last night, the Sun report that on heathermillsmccartney.com, her website, basically it's all been stripped. There's nothing on there anymore. It used to be full of her films of her ranting and blogs and links to different charities. But now it's just one link, which is to... an amputee forum. So she's apparently now, they said that she's now thinking of keeping a lower profile, but we'll see how long that lasts. I think she's desperate for a bit of limelight, that one. We'll see. We'll see. It's just my opinion. I can't prove it.
Vogue magazine. I know you read that because you like to be in...
I like to be in Vogue.
On Vogue.
Yeah.
Ian.
Ian Vogue.
They put Posh Spice on the front cover and they said what they're doing. They're doing a selection of icons.
Mm.
She's the first one. Victoria Beckham.
Is that it then?
Is she one of your female icons?
No.
Who would you say was an icon of our times?
Kirsty Allsop, Sarah Beeny, Vanessa Pence, Margaret Thatcher. Madonna. And Vicky Pollard.
Carol Smiley?
Not Carol Smiley, no.
Carol Vorderman?
No, none of the Carols
Carol
are getting
Thatcher?
In.
Carol Thatcher?
None of the Carols are in my list, I'm sorry. I can't bear a Carol.
Carol Appanopoulos?
Ooh, Dot Cotton. She'd be in the list.
I was thinking about Dot Cotton the other day. I was thinking she should change her name to Dolly. Now she's a bit older.
Dolly?
Yeah.
Dotty?
No.
Like Dotty P? Is Dolly short for Dorothy then?
Hmm. Yeah, it's not short for Dolly Mixture. Got some stats for you about our soldiers.
Go on then.
Our soldiers.
What?
87%.
The Newsbox soldiers.
Of the public.
Yeah.
Support our soldiers.
Right.
49% of us would like to see more soldiers in uniform on the street. I suspect that's not horny women. 48% of us would like to have a specific way to show our support for soldiers.
Is it sucking them off? While they wear their uniform on the streets.
Well, it's the same percentage of people who want to see them in their uniforms, so probably yes. Mm-hmm. 91% of the public see soldiers as the epitome of heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No, I think hero is someone who can fly, a super strong, or, you know, just it does superhero stuff, really.
Okay. It doesn't say superheroes.
Oh, well, that's like saying, you know...
It's like a model.
Model, yeah. Oh, it's like saying who's the epitome of a model would be a supermodel. So.
Okay. 87% of us are proud of our soldiers. Are you? Are you proud of them?
No. They're all idiots, aren't they?
I think so. I think that, you know, they might be...
Like around killing people.
They might really be the only one that's got in there by accident, but I think on the whole they're fucking...
Some of the posh captains would be, you know...
They're the worst. 65% of people say that whilst they don't agree with current wars that we're involved in, they still support our soldiers.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the soldiers' decision, I suppose, is the argument there. But
more than half of us say that we are still proud of our soldiers as individuals.
This is the same question over and over again.
But they do not like what they are doing.
I've got some stats for you.
I do like the sandy uniform, though. You know, the sandy coloured uniform as opposed to a khaki green. Yeah. It's good.
I've got some stats for you about our scouts.
I'm afraid to me.
80% regularly get drunk and a half have taken drugs. This is actually, though, scouts aged 16 to 22. It's an international scouting jamboree. That's a bit sad, isn't it? Would you rather a 22-year-old was a soldier or a scout?
I don't know what you mean by that.
What do you think? Would you, if you met a guy and thought he seems like a nice young chap,
right?
But then you found out, which would put you off most? But you found out, if you found out he was a soldier, or if you found out he was a scout.
I think the fact that he's 22 would probably have been
slow. No, I'm not saying you're gonna. Saying you're gonna get off with him. I'm saying you maybe set him. You're gonna set him up with a younger friend.
Okay.
So you're gonna set him up with Corin.
I'd quite like it that he's a scout.
So, okay.
I'll be put off by the soldiering and killing.
But yeah, 9 out of 10 scouts back sex before marriage and affairs afterwards. which is more than back the idea, the Scout tradition of helping others. Well done, Scouts. A dismembered body has been found in a lock-up. It's a missing traveller. It was just a torso, had no arms or legs. Post-mortem yesterday apparently proved inconclusive. They're not sure how it died. What's that?
I've just pointed out that I've just...
You've highlighted the same thing.
Examination has been inconclusive. I'd say
he's died from, you know, all his limbs being hacked off and all.
Having no head. Although it was okay for Mike the chicken to have no head, wasn't it?
Yes, apparently so.
Though he was spread by a pipette. I don't know if the same was done for this
one of the band. apparently three... What? Oh, there's 20,000 householders are pocketing at least 30,000 a year in state benefits. Mostly up north, actually. Especially in Liverpool and Manchester, so they can stop their bloody whinging about London. This is a little survey that the Sun have done. It's quite in depth and probably quite interesting, but I haven't actually read any of it because I skimmed past it earlier. So there you go. The worst place is Rochdale, where's 800. The ratio is 76% of something. Of people of working age who are on benefit. What? That's loads. So there you go.
Great. Have you ever had...
a dream?
No. Have you ever had acupuncture?
No.
Would you?
Actually,
I think it'd be good for you. I'd do it if you want, on the cheek.
In that case, no.
I don't know. I can see why it's good. I understand it, I think.
I don't know. One of my friends used to go out with an acupuncturist.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he ever...
do some acupuncture?
Yeah, he probably did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't appeal, I have to say. It's not something I think, I must have a bit of acupuncture.
Well, I mean, according to this article...
I'm not very good at sticking it into your ears. I like the look of that.
She's a cotton bud.
inside the ear.
Whittle a cotton bud down. get your sewing... So tonight, ladies, get your sewing kit out and stick pins in yourself. Well, according to this, it'll make you have a baby.
Oh, I don't want that to happen. Is that if it's a spunky pin, though?
Yeah, it needs to be a spunky pin.
There's a picture of Charlotte Church here, and they've described her as a sozzled rugby wag. She didn't look that drunk to me. She's got quite a cool dress on. I quite like it.
She's got a lovely dress on.
It's blue polka dots. Anyway, she's been out having a party. Big deal.
Good for her.
Now, Gordon Smart's bizarre column. He's gone mad. They can't... He's been following David Walliams around, and one day he saw David Walliams with a man, and the next day he saw him with a woman, and now he doesn't know if he's gay or not.
Is that what he's
saying? That's the showbiz news. Yep. Yep, look. Which way is Dave swinging? I don't know how much more his swingometer can take. There's a picture of here of Mel B from the Spice Girls in a completely onstage shot of her, taken by the paparazzi of her in a bikini on holiday. But she looks great. I say well done staging that shot.
Yeah, very well done. This twat who works for us, is his email address then?
Yeah, he's, well, it's not his personal email address. It's just the general one for Bizarre, which is biz@the-sun.co.uk.
So you can email him. Feel free to email him.
You might get Pete Samson or Jenna Good, or probably a work experience
child.
Tell
them they're idiots.
I say don't give them the satisfaction of telling them that. I think they need to just quietly go on their lives. So really not being sure, because it'll give them a bit of righteous anger if you tell they're an idiot. Whereas if they just kind of spend their lives with something gnawing away at the back of their minds, they might be pointless. Like that. There was a party at a house at the weekend.
Yeah.
So girl's birthday, she's 18. She lives in a bloody great big mansion. So she thought, I'll tell you what, I'll invite a few friends over. I'll organise it with my parents. Parents said, yeah, you can have 100 friends over, which is quite a nice size for a party. We'll hire some bouncers for you. It'll be grand. But something went a bit wrong. She dressed up in dominatrix gear. There seemed to be quite a lot of fancy dress going on, actually. It was probably quite into party. But somehow it got advertised on both the internet by MySpace and on BBC Radio 1 by... what's his name? Pete Tong, who said, big shout out for the party, mansion party. It's happening in this area. He didn't say the address. He didn't say it's an open party to anybody. But suddenly...
I heard a recording of it.
He did say...
Everybody's invited if you're in that area.
Oh! Anyway, 2,000 people turned up, caused £30,000 worth of damage.
That's pretty surprising, really, that many people would have...
Well, they live in Devon, they must be really bored.
Yeah.
And the place was called Booby Tracy, which is quite a good name.
Today is National Save Water Day.
Pretty St. Patrick's Day. Do we have to save water by drinking Guinness and wearing a Guinness hat?
I'm not going to have any Guinness today. And I'm not going to have any Irish either. So the idea is we are only allowed to use 20 litres of water.
So 20 of these bottles. Oh no, that's 40 of these bottles. That's a load. But how many do you use when you flush the toilet? That's where her mind's coming from, down the bloody toilet.
Oh no, yeah, the challenge is to just use 20 litres of water during a 24-hour period, including washing, drinking, cooking, laundry and the toilet. Which means very restricted flushing, like only if you've done a poo.
Oh, but I've done loads of poos today.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, I think it was all those chilies that we had at lunchtime ad last night.
Did it stink?
No.
Oh.
No, it did not sting.
And what was the consistency like?
Just normal, actually.
But
just quite healthy looking.
But lots of it.
Just, yeah, I've had a few.
Well, how many? I don't know, I'm not counting. On different trips, do you do more than one? Or
what do you mean?
Like, on one trip, do you
How many bits come out?
Yeah.
Actually, I really feel this is not an appropriate discussion.
How many logs?
I'm not going to discuss it anymore, because actually, I think, although we find it okay, a lot of people will be disgusted by it. We'll talk about it afterwards.
I think I really care how many poos you've done.
Well, let's not talk about it at all, then. You're asking all the questions. Anyway, so we've got to use less water. Fine. I won't do any washing up today.
You're probably pooing up.
A busy road was closed for 10 hours yesterday in Wales so that 2,000 toads could make sweet, sweet love.
Oh.
Because it was their special mating day. And they've got a special breeding lakes, and they closed the road so they didn't get squished while they were doing it in the streets.
That's good. I told you about when I saw that, haven't I?
Yeah, you have, yeah.
It's a site that will stay with you to the grave. And then... Beyond the grave, really.
So we're going to have your grave illustrated by some shagging toads.
Yeah, or just a little quote on the stone saying, I remember seeing lots of toads shagging. Missing person.
Yeah.
Jennifer Ali, 13 years old, gone disappeared. Last seen looking a bit like she's 18.
Oh. A woman dyed her hair at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She's 41. She got home kit, put it on. While she was waiting for it to take, 20-minute take, she had a fag. Big mistake. It's full of chemicals, isn't it? Hair dye.
Yeah.
The whole hair set on fire. She didn't read the instructions properly. It said, don't have a fag. She's not even got dyed hair now, she's got no hair.
She's got a face?
She's got a face, she's just got a slightly bubbly head.
Oh, love, that's a bit of a shame, really. An artist is to make a salad for 300 people today at the Tate. She's going to stir in a huge bowl with an oar. sounds really boring.
It sounds boring. Here's another survey. A quarter of people would like to cut down the amount of time they spend on sexual activities online. 20% think it's bad for them. That's extraordinary. Where did this survey come from?
The Sun.
3 out of 4 men look at hardcore porn, compared with 1 out of 2 women, with women far more likely to look with their partner as part of sex play rather than alone. Half of women are looking at hardcore porn online.
I don't think so.
It's just people who answered this question. Of those who use the net to find partners, 1/4 do so for swinging, 20% for gay/bi sex, 1 in 8 for dogging, and 10% for Marks and Spencers and other fetishes.
What?
S&M. Sorry, I'm being very sharp. 1/3 of people have started a sexual relationship via the internet, and 1/4 of them have used it to cheat on their partner.
Some for?
Sadism and masochism.
What is masochism?
Masochism is when you like people to punish you.
So that's how. That's what I do to you.
Yeah, you're a sadist and I'm a masochist.
Right. Just getting that straight. Guess how many out of 1,000 people?
Oh, apparently all of them are dogging. I don't know.
The ones that aren't dogging. How many people are in jail?
Out of 1,000. I think it's something like 16.
Higher.
Really? In America, it's amazing. It's like 1 in 100 or 2 in 100 or something in America of male adults are in prison. I don't know. Sorry.
726.
726? Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? Per thousand? You've made that up, haven't you?
What do you think?
I think you've made it up. But no, genuinely, the progress statistic in America is really high.
Gosh.
I can't remember what it is. It would have been better if you hadn't made that one.
This is brilliant. You know,
what's the actual figure? Was I close with 16?
2.
Don't. When you did that, you know what you did? You looked up and to the left, which means you were inventing it.
Okay, I'll show you.
One in 500.
So 2 in 1,000.
Yeah, okay. Don't sigh at me for not trusting you when you blatantly make that story up.
But I just... Right, so there's a new invention.
Is there actually, though?
Yes. You know shredders?
Yeah.
And you know you can get ones that you plug in?
Yeah.
Uses electricity?
Yeah.
Well, why not use one that's powered by a little hamster? And the hamster gets screaming.
And the hamster then gets to play in all the... Make it work for its living. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
There's the hammy. Oh,
that's brilliant. Can you... Is that there's real?
Yeah.
I want to get one of them and a hamster to use it.
Paper shredder powered by a hamster developed by a man in London for his MA in industrial design. But they'll be hitting the shop soon.
A bear has been convicted in Macedonia for stealing honey from hives. They're crazy, those Macedonians, aren't they?
But, animals...
It was convicted in its absence. The beekeeper was getting annoyed because he tried everything to keep this bloody bear away.
Mm-hmm.
He's lit up the area, he's been playing Serbian turbo folk music. Is that a bear, big fan of the Serbian turbo folk scene? The bear came back. Honey was gone again. So... Basically, the idea of taking to court is that the state then pays for the damage to the hives. Gets a refund on the hives.
Very good. Basil Brush.
Boom, boom!
Has been in trouble. This is really stupid. An old episode was shown.
Right.
From old days.
How old, though?
30 years.
Is it actually, though? I thought it was one that Ted and Danny had written.
No. Okay. And in it he made a joke about gypsies, and now there's been a complaint.
Is it a complaint of one gypsy? Whose opinion doesn't count?
He's got wind up.
Maybe that's what that torso was all about. Maybe Basil Brush did it to shut up the gypo who complained.
Could be. Probably, actually. That's the most likely.
It's the sort of thing Basil would do.
This is the man who's self-named Geordie of the Jungle. He makes model animals in his home and then dresses up as a jungle man and prowls around with them.
I mean, if he wants to get up in his own home, he's very welcome to, but why do we have to read about that in the paper?
He started making them, he was hoping to flog them, but he can't find a buyer for any of them.
So how are they made? What are they made out of? I like the idea of a jungle animal. Is it paper mache?
Yeah, and crumb.
But that's better than wallpaper paste, isn't it?
Well, it's environmentally friendly.
Yeah, it's recycling, so Jamie Lee Gray should be impressed with it.
Go on, 900 quid. There was one last.
One last and finally type story.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Ooh, does it say in the, let's have a look, see if it tells us what Delia's going to be cooking on her ridiculous TV programme tonight. What horrible vomit-inducing goods she has for us.
Delia!
A trophy pasta dish, fish cakes and fish soup.
Looks like she's doing fish tonight then.
Just avoid it, really. Michelle, your stars, this is what I wanted to end on.
Okay.
You're starting the week in the mood for an adventure.
I'm Aquarius, by the way, if anyone's interested.
If one doesn't come along, you'll be starting the week in an extremely grumpy mood. Find your own excitement. Not always easy, but certainly possible.
God, that's quite good, actually.
And this is mine.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back. We'll be back at some point this week.
Yeah, Wednesday maybe.
Yeah, and then we'll have a bit of a skive because it's bank holiday.
Well, it's Easter.
Yeah. Which for the baby Jesus.
Jesus.
And the chocolate. We've got to stop talking
Jesus
for a bit.
Jesus Christ.
But this is a bumper long one.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus.